Garrett Edelstein here, your celeb expert and your celeb savant. Celeb Savant is a weekly entertainment show. We have long-form career retrospective type interviews with celebrities, singers, actors, and industry experts. Ronette Marks is an international model, television presenter, and Miss South Africa top 12 finalist from 2016. She was seen as a young farm girl in Bloemfontein, South Africa by a model scout and started a professional modeling career at the young age of 14 in Cape Town with Storm Models. After school, she modeled locally in South Africa and internationally, more specifically in India and Europe. Ronette found her feet in Mumbai. Here she was present in several Bollywood films and music videos, a model for several well-known campaigns, and also a TV presenter for the Super Techies show season 3. She can be seen as the cover face of Leaf Winter 2022 magazine, the face of That's It Boutique, Torga Optical, Milk and Honey Clothing, and many more. Ronette recently joined the opulent model management team and the model search competition as brand ambassador. With her 20-year expertise, she'll be involved in starting and managing the careers of new faces looking to have a long and fruitful career in modeling. Up next on Celeb Savant, we've got Ronette Marks. Where do we find you in the world? How are you doing and what's happening in your life?
Hi, thank you so much, Barry. Thank you for having me. I'm currently in Joburg, very busy. It's season time. It's summertime. It's also model season, so it's been picking up. It's quite nice. Been busy shooting for Torga Optical and shooting a couple of jobs out there. And then also as on the entrepreneurial side, I have interest in aesthetics. So we're also there in Bryanston. And then when I'm not busy with modeling and in the entertainment stuff or my husband's racing career, you'll find me there at the aesthetic clinic.
Okay, so you mentioned we're going to unpack your journey in a moment. But first of all, you mentioned modeling season. What does that mean?
Okay, so in South Africa, our country is obviously very different to other countries. Yep. So modeling is essentially marketing, right? So whenever advertisers need to boost their business with TV commercials and print ads, that is when models are needed and models are requested. Obviously, in wintertime, it's not needed so much and not requested. So what you'll find South African models do, that's why we travel so much. We don't just travel because of the money and the dollar and everything.
Yeah.
We travel because Cape Town especially is seasonal. You'll find all your German clients and everybody coming for summer and for the light and for the nice weather and for the shooting locations. And then everybody goes back when obviously the weather is not so nice to shoot outside or shoot movies or all of that. So in our country, modeling is very seasonal. So models will always be here. Joburg is a little bit throughout the year, seeing as it is the business hub of the country. But Cape Town is essentially only summer season. So you'll find it from October. It starts getting busy until March. And that's when all of us pack our bags. And then we travel abroad to our agencies that side. So when it's quiet here again, it's summer or season that side. And then that's how we can work throughout the year. Yeah, and keep busy throughout the years. We have to travel where it's seasonal and when the markets are open.
And do the international models have to do the same? Or are they busy throughout the year?
Well, it depends what country you're from. I think if you're from countries like America, Germany also is a little bit seasonal also due to weather. I think mainly it's because obviously in film and in print, we love shooting outside and a lot of people love to shoot outside. So when weather conditions aren't so great, you'll always find the film industry traveling. I know there's even some Bollywood movies that get shot in Cape Town and a lot of people travel for the amazing locations that we have here in the weather.
Yes.
In Europe, also, you'll find Milan and Paris is a little bit throughout the year, but mostly modeling is a seasonal job to have. So it's always good to have something on the side or to travel.
Let's take it to the very beginning. At what age did you realize, cool, whether it was a child, teenager, did you think, okay, I want to be in the entertainment world, modeling, being an actor, and so on and so forth? And how did that journey progress to where we are today?
Well, it actually fell in my lap a little bit. It's a very funny story. I'm a self-proclaimed farm girl. Well, self-proclaim it, but I'm from the Karoo. My dad was a farmer. And It was actually harvesting season, and me and my cousins were all on the farm. It's summer, it's holidays, and I mean, we are literally 50 kilometers from the nearest bread or stall. So I was literally in a farm in the middle of nowhere, and my mom comes and she's like, "I entered all of you into the local pageant, the local beauty pageant competition." And I mean, this is like 10 people there, you know, it's like in the
Yes.
little hall. It's a little pageant in the town. And for some reason, the girl that hosted the pageant there got a scout in, and that scout was a very legit person in the industry, and he got me at the age of 14 to get into Storm, which was one of the biggest modeling agencies at that stage in South Africa at the age of 14. So I kind of didn't know what was happening to me, and all of a sudden, yes, I was in Cape Town with my parents. They were all invited there. We were hosted there by the owners. And there you go. I started modeling at a very, very young age. And I asked my mom the other day, I said, "Yo, I was very young. How did you have the confidence just to leave me there?" You know, and just to let me model in Cape Town when we're from the farm. I don't know anything. I'm in school. And she said it was just the right place, the right time. And she knew at that point of time that that's what I needed to do, and that's what I needed to be. And I built an amazing career from it. So I'll always be grateful for my parents for going that extra mile. Yeah, but that's what happened to me. That's my story, is a modeling competition. So it does get people's careers started, definitely.
So you've been in the modeling for a number of years since you're 14.
20.
20 years. Okay. So have you noticed that there's more work for younger people in the industry than older, in inverted commas? I hate the age thing because for me, it's just a number that does not exist. But is there a thing in the industry where it's like, oh, you're now over this age means you're no longer relevant?
I get asked that question a lot, and to be very honest, that used to be that way.
Okay.
But the world has changed
Oh,
so
lovely.
much since the days I've started modeling. I come from a modeling era where we were weighed and measured every Monday at
Oh,
You
my
know,
word.
at the agency, I'm telling you, it was very strict because designers wouldn't even want to see you if your hips weren't the right measurements. You won't fit in their clothes. So it was an extremely tough time. And people have kind of took it into their own hands. We now have body positivity
Yes.
where literally girls from every walk of life, we have people with skin disorders. They are the most incredible supermodels in the world today. So people have kind of, which I love, don't have such a narrow view for beauty anymore. Beauty is whatever you would want it to be, and it comes in so many forms. So with this, because you were just never skinny enough, and you were just now these days, you know, when you're skinny, they want you to be a little bit more curvy because you have curve modelings. But now you can be in a different kind of market. So you can kind of place yourself into, are you a fashion model? Are you a runway? Because that's where you have to be. Are you a curve model? Are you going to be a curve model? And now with the age thing, that has also advanced a bit more because now people are also viewing that in a different light. And I have to say, I work better as a woman, as an older woman, being the mommy, being the wife in a movie or in an advert, much better. And I think than in my younger 20s, when we all try and be this fashion model and you have this idea of what a model should be and look like, and you try and model everybody else and what they're doing, but you don't have the confidence and you can't be yourself, which now the world kind of allows you, and social media kind of allows you to just be who you are and do your work in your way that you would want to. So I have to say, I actually think now is the best time for older people, all the gorgeous, beautiful people, anywhere from 35 to 65, 70. I mean, there's a TV commercial that wants a grandma, a grandpa, a mom, a dad, a daughter, a younger kid, and the supermodel sister. So there really is a place for everybody at the moment. It's advertising, and we don't have to look at it in a different light, as modeling is simply advertising and what the market wants for that moment.
What is your perception on social media?
Oh,
Oh,
I,
that's so
do you know
funny.
what? I'm one of those very holistic kind of yoga people. So for
Yes, I'm the
me,
same, yeah.
especially when I did Miss South Africa, which was amazing. The one thing that we had a lot of workshops on were social media and how to build it and how to create content. And it's just not my personality to take pictures of myself the whole day. And then people would go like, "But you're a model, you're a model." But what they don't understand is modeling is an
Yes.
art. So you have a photographer, you have an incredible makeup artist, you have style, you have a whole team,
Yeah.
and then people say, "Oh, you don't look the way that you actually do." But that's the whole point. It's
Yeah.
art. It's a canvas. I'm not supposed to look like me for that day.
Yeah.
So I battle with it. I have, I think, 2,000 Instagram followers, but simply because I don't spend a lot of time creating content, working on content, creating a following, unless you have that talent, which is a talent on its own, to be very honest. To be a content creator is like to be an art director. You are directing. It's hard work.
Yeah.
Instagram and social media is hard work. So I try to follow the positive stuff on Instagram. I follow positive people, people that inspire me every day. I follow obviously all my friends and supermodel friends and check what they're doing. But me personally, I know I have to probably, especially in my career. So I'll post a lot of stuff that I'm doing career-wise,
Yes.
but a lot of my stuff is also not on there, that I've done for many, many, many years because I just hardly ever find the time to just keep posting and posting and posting.
Yeah.
But I'm on there. I look at everybody else's stuff. But for me to create my own content, I'm a mom. In my busy schedule, I think to still be a content creator is crazy. But I've started and I've started to enjoy it. But I think I'll always be that non-Facebook and Instagram girl that will always do things that I like old school. I like reading a book, a
I'm the
paperback
same.
book, and I
Yep.
like writing. I like
Yes, I'm
writing somebody a letter.
the same. Yes. I'm the same.
So because I feel like we're losing touch with so much these
Yes.
days. So that's the thing. My sister's kids call me like a hippie aunt. So I guess that's the hippie side of me. I like the old school.
So for me, pre to doing Celeb Savant, I was not on social media. I was so and now when I'm doing Celeb Savant, I'm only doing a social media for my podcasts. And if I'm in events, I don't do beyond that. It's not relevant, I believe. Like what I'm eating, where, like whatever, you know, type things. So like, and also when I'm at events, I'm very strict with myself in the sense that, okay, cool. This is picture, video. Now put it away. It's time to enjoy. And in fact, I only post after the event, not during it, because I want to enjoy the time that I'm there. So the posts happen like the
Absolutely.
next day. And I'll do like over a few days. So it's spread out over time. So that's also an idea for you, just saying that if you're at an event, take some videos,
Thanks.
take some clips, and you don't have to post
Yeah.
all that day. Do it over a week or two.
Later.
Yeah. And then you've got content for 2 weeks.
True, but I think I'm the same there with you. I'm so scared that because life is so short, that I don't enjoy what I'm doing or I don't enjoy the moment. So I'm completely the opposite there again. But
Yeah.
you are right, and I have been. You can all look at my Facebook. I have been trying a lot and sharing my life and my stuff because it is fun what we do. So I need to put a lot more races on there
Yes,
and all of
yeah.
that.
When did you decide, okay, cool, this avenue, or I could look at the avenue of acting?
Acting. Another thing that just came to me, funny enough, this was all India because in India, the market has changed a little bit, but I went there on a modeling contract. So I was working in Cape Town and my agency there said, "Listen, India really wants you. We've got a modeling contract for you there." And I was like, "Oh, India of all places. Normally it's
Yeah.
Milan and Paris, but let's go. It's an adventure." And it really was an adventure. And for me, they absolutely loved the way that I look. And I was much curvy in my 20s too. I think it's because of all the diets that you try and be on and be this very skinny model. And then it never works. It's the opposite.
Yeah.
And they celebrated that because for them, you need to be curvy to fill out a sari. And I think my face for them looked a lot like some of their Bollywood actresses there.
Yes,
So
yes.
I was so celebrated. I always tell people in that country, and that's what I also tell models to do, is always go where your look is celebrated. Don't go to a country where you're going to struggle and where you're going to feel it's a competition and it's difficult. If you look Eastern, go to the East, go to Dubai, see how they like you. So that's what I learned in India. And then literally from modeling, they would book me through my modeling agencies for TV show. I mean, at that point, I never hosted anything in my entire life. And here I'm an anchor with this big technology, anchor, Abhimanyu. Today he's got a massive, also social media company, app company for all the stars there and the content creators. And, so that happened, and also movies, like directors would literally see my picture on the agency. And the one director even told me, I did a movie called Linga. It was actually South Indian, but with massive, massive A-listers. And you don't really realize as a South African how big these actors are there, because we only know Hollywood actors.
Yes, exactly.
And you're walking with them and you see all the other extras basically in the movie, and they are literally praying at your feet and praying for you like you are this goddess, because
Yes.
I'm fair, so I'm fair skinned. So I was this goddess there. And so Nakshi Sinha, which today is one of the biggest actresses in India, she and her crew stopped with a car because I liked to walk to my
Yes.
trailer, and she and her crew literally would stop and said, "Do you know how dangerous it is what you are doing with all these people around, thousands of people?" The scene was we were building a dam, so they literally brought in thousands of extras, and she's like, "Get in the car right now." And now when I look back, she's actually this massive A-lister. It's the
Yes.
same as Jennifer Aniston telling you, "Listen, get in the
Yes.
car right now." It was just unbelievable. And in my mind, I didn't fathom, also at such a young age, in my mid-20s, how big this was, that I'm actually getting booked through model agencies for these massive movies with these A-listers. So it's all through modeling, and which I'm extremely grateful for. And my model agency there, they're also a talent agency. And yes, for sending me to all these TV castings, and it was such a privilege and such a blessing, just because I was so celebrated in India for the way that I looked, that so many other opportunities came my way, and talents that I didn't think I had, or didn't in my mind think that I had. I literally got thrown into the deep end. Okay, here you're in a movie. This is now how you act. Here's your script. And I was like, but I've never had an acting course in my entire life. And yeah, I'm acting with the biggest stars in the world. But you know what? Modeling is acting. That is what it is. So you kind of just channel that. And I had so much fun. I had a great job. It was a great job. I had a great time in India, I have to say.
So do you still do acting, or is that sort of on pause?
It's a little bit on pause in South Africa,
Okay.
simply because, obviously, because of the industry here as well. Yeah, our industry is much smaller. I obviously got married and I wanted to travel again to India. And my husband was just like, "Really? Do you want to leave me alone now for 3 or 4 months and go stay there every other month?" Because I missed it so much. But in South Africa, our industry is a little bit smaller. So I just thought, you know what? Let's just focus on the one thing, which is the modeling here. The modeling is more successful here. But I have thought about going into the acting avenues again and getting the relevant agencies on board again, just because I enjoy it so much. Not necessarily because of the rand value, because as we all know, artists and actors, yeah, we struggle. So for me, I think that was always thing that modeling would be is the one to focus on, the one for income. And then yeah, the rest, unfortunately, because there's not such a big industry in itself in South, like your Bollywoods or your Hollywoods, where I literally worked every day. So I think that's the reason why it kind of just held me back a little bit, just to focus on the one thing that will, yeah, kind of like put you through while you're still doing all your other stuff.
So mentioning that, how do you balance everything?
Oh, with a lot of help. I had a very sick baby for the last 2 weeks. It was really tough. So I'm a mom and a wife. My life is extremely normal and not normal at all at the same time. So I have a lot of the normal day-to-day things that every other mom does. I'm not some superhuman. person. My baby also gets sick. I don't even have a nanny. I don't have that kind of help. I only focus on family. And I was always very proud, a very do-it-myself kind of person. I think because I traveled from so young and did everything on my own. I don't ever like to ask for help. I don't like anybody's help. Until you have a child, then you like, okay, anytime. And up to him being 1 year old, we even took him to America for 2 months. So we took him with us to do a whole trip throughout the USA with an 8 month old baby. People thought we were crazy, but we were experienced travelers and we were like, well, let's do this with the baby. It's okay. So for me coming back, I was with him all the time. And then when I thought, listen, I'm just going to go smack back into my career, it was family. My mom is here and my sister is here, luckily, and they have been such a great help. Whenever I need them, they're there for me. And I think that's the key to having a good career, is a good support system.
Yeah.
That's the only thing, because even if they're on school, they get sick, you need help. You need some support. You need someone to help you. And my husband's also a trooper. I have to say he's very good. He will easily take time off his busy schedule as well to help where if I have a modeling job, because it's crazy. You have a casting the one day and the other day you don't.
Yes.
So I'm very glad and happy to have all of them. So it's all about your support system. And if you don't have one, build one, get a friend, get an employee, get someone to help you. Because then you can focus a little bit more on the career that you want to build to.
So what's next? Short-term, long-term goals?
Oh, I have so many. I have been taking, I took a little while out to be a mom, and being back in it, it just kind of like threw me in again. And I got so busy and I loved every moment of it. So I just decided, here I am. I'm back and I'm back with a bang. So I definitely am focusing on modeling. I'm still with all my agencies. We are looking. My husband is in an area of his life where his businesses are a little more flexible, and also focusing on his racing career. So with that, we can travel more as a family too. So he's happy to travel with me. And so that will be it again. So being an international model again, traveling again, I'd love to do the US. That's one of the countries that I never got to, because the East always got me. And once you're there and you work, you stay there. Definitely traveling again, Cape Town for seasons, traveling. And then, as I mentioned earlier, acting. And then it's a passion of mine, the aesthetics industry. I love it. I think it's amazing. And I am almost a qualified laser therapist. So it's just a business I've also dreamed of opening. So we do have a little place here in Bryanston, but the future, I would love to have a couple of clinics, definitely.
Amazing. So many goals and so many things to achieve. Vision boards, putting it out there, it all comes through. So the podcast is listened to throughout the world. So as a final message to the listening audience, what would you like to say?
Oh man, life is short. Just follow your dreams. Don't worry about your age, your weight, your height, anything. I am currently an ambassador for Opulent Models, and they are the biggest modeling competition in South Africa. If there's anybody out there, they have so many categories, fitness. If you want 5 and you're like, I'm not too tall enough for a model, they have so many categories. They have categories up until 50 years old. If there's something you've always wanted to do it. Go register today. Enter. That's how I started. I'm 20 years down the line. I've seen amazing things, met amazing people. And any other dream that you have, just don't wait for anyone, because that's one thing we don't want is regret. So I know everybody says, oh, follow your dreams, but this is truly from someone that's been in an industry that can kick you in the gut for 20 years. And I'm still here and I still don't care. And I'm still more confident than ever. And to all those ladies and men, yo, just always wanted to give it a go. Give it a go.